All right, let's head out to a winning locker room after the Giants beat the Browns 27-13 this afternoon. We're now joined by Victor Cruz. Victor, congratulations on the win.
Thank you very much, man.
All right, so it seemed like you guys kind of had it going there offensively. Odell Beckham Jr. with a pair of touchdown grabs. You had a catch for 37 yards. This offense the past couple of weeks seems to be getting better progressively as you guys are on this winning streak. What's been the difference from now compared to the beginning of the year?
I think we're just settling into our roles. I think everybody understands what role they have on this team, and they're comfortable in those roles, and they just want to continue to make those plays whenever their numbers are called. And I think that's all we have to do, and to understand to do that week in and week out is going to be our advantage.
Hey, and Victor, it seems also, Ben, man, you know, it's different to go from calling plays to then having to run a team as a head coach and still call plays. But it seems like Ben McAdoo's doing a hell of a job, and you mentioned that rhythm, but it seems like he's settled in as a head coach, even as a play caller as well.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's we have a tremendous staff, and I think it takes everyone for us to go out there and be successful. And I think our staff is doing a good job of helping everybody out to get everybody in place and make his job a lot easier. So he's doing a great job of calling plays and running his team and getting us exactly where we need to be in order to be successful. So we'll take it.
We're talking with Giants receiver Victor Cruz after a 27-13 win over the Cleveland Browns this afternoon. The Giants have now won six straight. And Victor, obviously you were on that Super Bowl team a couple of years ago. Does this seem like a team to you that has that feel, that has the ability to make a deep run in the postseason?
Absolutely. I think from offensive, defensive, special teams, I think we have exactly what we need in order to make it there, to make it deep into the postseason. But we just have to continue to work hard. Although we won today, the way we won isn't up to our standards. I think we have to understand how we want to continue to win these games week in and week out and go from there.
And, Victor, put your analyst hat on now. I mean, we know what Eli's all about, and you guys with what you guys did today, but the defense is starting to step their game up, and they're starting to look like a team by putting pressure on, forcing some turnovers. Your defense is starting to look like a playoff defense again, too.
Absolutely. I mean, those guys up front, that front four, that front seven, they're really putting some pressure on quarterbacks in these past couple weeks, man, making it difficult for them to be comfortable in the pocket. And that's what we have to do in order to be successful, get those guys and get our opponent in third and long, second and long situations. And then our offense can thrive from there.
Damn, there's no rest in the NFC East, is there?
No, it's an awfully tough division. Hey, Victor, you've been somebody that certainly was in the spotlight before. What's it been like to play with Odell Beckham Jr.? Is there advice that you've been passing along to him?
No, it's been fantastic, man. Just to watch him grow within the system and grow within his own career, it's been fun to watch. I mean, just to see him week in and week out do those extraordinary plays. By the way, the punt return he scored on that was called back. He called that before he went out onto the field. He said, meet me in the end zone. And unfortunately, it was called back. But, you know, he's a tremendous player. And, I just talk to him. And then sometimes keep him level-headed. But he gets it. He understands exactly who he is. And we love him.
Yeah, and the energy's great. And then passion's great. And it's having a veteran like you to curb that at times. But you don't ever want to take that away from a guy. The other side is people always want to know the question, how hard does he work in practice? I've heard that it's pretty epic. Am I right?
Yeah, his work ethic is second to none. I mean, the guy even hates when the defense's turn to go up there and get their scout and get their look, because he just always wants to be active. He always wants to be doing something. He always wants to be involved and getting better. And that, you know, that trickle effect goes down to everyone. And we want to follow that lead, and we continue to, you know, follow his suit and do those things right each and every day. But his work ethic is second to none.
And, Victor, just before I let you go, we're talking with Victor Cruz of the Giants after a 27-13 win this afternoon. On a personal level, you were banged up a little bit this year, but how good does it feel personally that you're finally back on the field and healthy and able to help your team once again this year?
It feels fantastic, man. I just want to continue to go out there and make a play whenever my number's called, when Eli throws my way. And we'll take it from there, man. But it's fantastic just to be suiting up in that 80 jersey each and every Sunday and playing some football for the New York Giants.
Well, my man, we'll let you go celebrate with your teammates. And you know how December and January are. It's that time. It is that time, December football. So we'll look forward to talking to you again, and you keep it up.
All right, man. No problem. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you.
All right, that's Victor Cruz of the Giants after a 27-13 win. He joined us on the Progressive Insurance Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. That is Progressive. Yeah, Victor Cruz today had a catch, 37 yards. Good thing for him just getting back on the field, Sean, after all those injuries the past couple of years. And what a good guy to have on your team if you're Odell Beckham. Because remember, Victor Cruz dealt with all the media stuff with the salsa dance and whatnot for years. So perfect guy to kind of have as your role model
on
that
team. He's been through some humbling situations, but a guy who cares, good teammate. Plus, here's a guy that you have to understand has played in some big games. So yeah. it's a good influence to have in the locker room. So good for him.
Yeah, and best part about that interview, Sean, when he told us that the punt return that got called back for Odell Beckham Jr., he told me he was bringing
I'm
that to the house.
To the house. There you go. It's nice to have that kind of skill set that you can call your shots, Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice, isn't it?
He kind of is that guy, though, in our league right now, isn't he?
He's special, yep.
He's that good. He is that good.
You don't want to curb his passion, but you do want to make sure it doesn't get out of hand at times like we've seen it this year.
Yeah, certainly.
Don't want it to cost you games because he's so gifted.